How do I get my partner to start collaborating in our partnership? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal of this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Oh, one of my favorite C words, collaboration. I am so tired right now, but I'm gonna push through, overcome my resistance, and talk about collaboration. And currently I'm collaborating with myself on overcoming my resistance. And this starts with, again, with ourselves. It's interesting how, you know, when I sit back and I think about myself and when I'm having these conversations and how to really make it useful for other people to hear and understanding other people's perspectives without necessarily having somebody in front of me to give me a different perspective. I often try to put myself in other people's shoes and just sitting here contemplating how to collaborate with myself and make sure I'm doing the things that I set my mind to. And I said, this is going to be my goal. I'm doing a podcast a day for the next year until the end of 2020. And when it comes time to having inspiration to have this conversation with ourselves or with anybody else in our life, it can be pretty challenging. I often sit back and I'm like, oh, this is, you know, I don't know what to say, or what if anyone's gonna, what, I don't know what they're gonna think, or, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna be useful. And that's all my head trash coming up consistently all the time. And each day I show up and I say, no, this is worthy. I put my mind to this. I set a goal and I'm not going to let my head trash eat me alive. And collaborating with myself on how to overcome that head trash is really important. Something that I love doing is journaling and or brain dumping, I call it. If you go to my website under free resources, you can do a brain dump, and that will help you really organize any goals that you might have right now in your personal or professional life or in your relationships, and that will give you the opportunity to really collaborate with your own thoughts and get them out of your head and on paper. And when you put them on paper, it makes them real. When they're in our heads, our thoughts are like flash thoughts and flash images, and we don't always remember everything we've thought about or everything we have overcome, are trying to overcome. And so when we are trying to collaborate with our partner, when we haven't stopped to do it for ourselves, we set these unrealistic expectations on ourselves, and then it trickles into other relationships. Oh, especially parenting. My expectations on myself as a parent is very unrealistic and unhealthy. And when I start to feel the tension between me and one of the children, that's my stuff coming up. My shit. That is my shit coming up. And I have to learn how to overcome that. I have to learn to be confident in myself, and that just because I maybe yell or get frustrated doesn't mean I'm destroying my children. That is human to have emotions and have emotional reactions. It just depends on how we are reacting and if we're letting it get out of control. So back to the brain dump. When we brain dump these things that we want, we are able to see them in real form. And when we see them in real form, we either alter our expectations or we set goals. And when you're setting a goal, it's like, instead of just saying, I'm going to work out every day for the rest of the year. Well, that is great. If you're going to stick to that goal, perfect. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to make sure that you get up every day, no matter how you're feeling, what you're going through, to get to the gym? Are you going to put your clothes aside before you go to the gym? Are you going to make sure your sneakers are there? Are you going to make sure you set your alarm? Are you going to make sure you have your snack and water already prepared so that when you get up in the morning, it's just getting dressed? Are you going to go to sleep in your clothes? How about that? Take a shower before you go to bed and go to sleep in your gym clothes. So you literally can just roll out of bed, get your snack and water, and go to the gym. well, put your shoes on and whatever else that you might need to do. And this is the reason why I use that as an example is because it's a pretty easy one that other people understand. When it comes to relationships, sometimes we so overthink things, speaking definitely for myself, we so overthink things that we are trying so hard to paint this picture, and we are trying so hard to put all of our might into the relationship, and we're not quite understanding why we're kind of just throwing things at the wall and they're not sticking. And it takes two people to really formulate an image or a beautiful painting. So in order to get your partner to collaborate with you, it starts with a simple open-ended question. And we are taught this in school, especially as counselors, to have open-ended questions, because if we are using a closed-ended question, usually it's an opinion or a judgment, and hopefully you have a really good counselor, and so they're trying to get you, their goal in having a closed-ended question is to get you to see a certain picture differently. But opening questions are so much more valuable because it allows for continued conversation. It doesn't shut off a conversation with a perspective or an opinion. And same thing translates into healthy relationship skills. When we're going at our partner, I'm trying to think of a good example. So recently, I'm getting all nerdy over this, my partner bought a passion planner. And if anyone doesn't know what a passion planner is, I will absolutely be willing to share with you. I should write it down so I can put it in the show notes. A passion planner is a way to collaborate and set up your year, actually, for success. You, in the beginning of it, it has a mind map, and it has a mind map. It includes 3 months, 1 year, 3 years, and a lifetime. And then it has like a game changer mind map of yourself. And you can just put anything, you can literally, whatever you could possibly dream of. If you dream of, if you want a unicorn, you can put, I want a unicorn down for anything you can dream of. And those people are like, well, you can't, it's not possible. Yeah, it is. You stick one of those things on a horse and you have a unicorn. This is being playful, being open, not having a, well, that's not real perspective, or not having a closed-minded perspective, just dreaming and being silly with it. You never know what could happen. Maybe it's a unicorn painting or a unicorn doll, a plush, whatever they're called. It can come, and those, when you put those vibrations into the world, they're going to come back at you in any way that, basically, what you put out, you're going to get back, essentially. So if you're putting out closed-minded perspective, this will never work, it's never going to happen, any type of other head trash, then you're going to get that in return. And even if you don't feel like you're communicating that and you're really trying to communicate in the best way possible, kudos to you for at least trying and putting in the effort. You really are doing a good job with making the changes. It's just sometimes in order to learn new skills, we kind of need some help. And again, when you're putting negativity into the world, or you're setting these expectations of it's not going to work on your relationship or your communication with your relationship, then you're going to get that in return. They're going to feel that you don't believe or trust in their abilities to really communicate with you, and they're going to be closed-minded. And now say that's how you had spent a lot of your relationships. Like you just kept hitting a wall, or you're trying to throw stuff at the wall and it's not sticking. And you're like, what is going on? I don't understand. And you look within and you do all the work and you look within, and then still you're hitting a wall. In a partnership, it's a two-way street. You can do all the collaborating and compromising and communication, skill building, or whatever it is that you want to do, but if your partner's not willing to do it as well, it takes two to tango. It really takes two people to have a conversation. And if the conversation is one-sided, and one of my problems is I do too much coaching. I think I don't intend on doing this, but my communication very much expresses that I know everything and I'm the only one that's right. And so when I catch my partner shutting down because I'm sitting there saying, you know, you need to listen to me and you need to do this and I'm feeling this way and it's your fault. Even though I'm not saying those words, I'm very much expressing that. And I catch myself expressing that because usually in those moments, it's because I'm feeling so out of control of my emotions because I haven't been doing my self-care that I sit back and I expect him to do that for me. And by doing that, the ways I expect him to do it for me is by compromising and collaborating with me and giving me ideas of how to grow or how to deal with the anxiety in the moment. But really, I need to stop, put the brakes on, let everything go that's on my to-do list, or, you know, if the kids are fighting in the background, I can still choose to just let them figure it out. I don't need to be trying to make it all work for them and, you know, rescuing them from their stressors. They do need to learn compromising, challenging, or whatever skills, communication skills. They need to learn to compromise themselves, and they need to learn to overcome their own challenges. Compromising in, with your partnership. Yes. So when we do all the work, things start to be in alignment. And I think I was going to hit upon earlier, but I didn't quite go down that path, is energy. And yes, when we're passing energy back and forth, somebody recently gave me this example of an umbilical cord. If you think about relationships in your life and you think about how you're energetically attached to that individual, picture an umbilical cord kind of like attached to your stomach or your side. And just picture it's like this, instead of being this, you know, one little hole, it just expands, and it's the end of the umbilical cord kind of has this like alien like attachment to your stomach. And when you're really trying to focus on controlling your energy and controlling how you show up in the world, your other people either attach to you because they want that as well, or the people you already are attached to don't know what to do because you've showed up differently and that's not what they are used to or know how to expect it. So basically, I picture myself severing that umbilical cord right down the middle, and then the wound is still open and it needs to slowly heal up, and that's part of the grieving process. And just picturing that in my, it's so graphic. And when I picture that open wound and I'm starting to picture it like slowly close up, and finally when it's closed up and I'm in control of how I show up, it feels so freeing not to have these set expectations of the desired outcomes. It's okay to have goals, but it's not okay to set expectations. And some people are like, well, how is that even possible to be able to do that? It's a whole nother podcast or some coaching. But when you picture the severation, so the other person is going to start reacting to you differently. They're going to start trying to reattach, and they're going to poke you and poke you and like send their jabs at you or whatever they're going to do. And eventually they're going to get to a point where they have to realize they have to control their own energy too. And that is the difference between codependency and healthy communication skills. So collaboration, sit down, do a brain dump. Have your partner also do a brain dump. Collaborate on what your two perspectives are. If you're struggling on this one particular topic that you cannot overcome and you need some help working through that resistance, I'm more than happy to do some work with you. We can do it online, in person, depending on where you're listening from. I would totally appreciate just the chance to sit down and hear what your brain dump is. So, like, share, subscribe, do all the things. I look forward to chatting some more and getting some visitors on the podcast. If you have any input on who you would like to hear from, please let me know. I hope you all have a good day. Bye.